Belinda and Penguin Random House Australia present this unabridged recording of The Diamond Hunter, written by Fiona McIntosh and read by Katie Sobey. Prologue. Vaal River, Cape Colony, Southern Africa. September 1871. The air sagged beneath the burden of the day's heat, and the African sun felt as pitiless as her mother's gaze upon meeting the man Louisa had chosen to marry. Louisa Knight understood now that death had turned its lens on her. She considered it a personal triumph that neither anger nor despair bloomed in her mind at the realization that she would not recover from this latest bout of fever. It was a killer of many, so why should she be spared? What Louisa did feel, as she contemplated her own end, was regret for all that she must now leave behind. It wouldn't be long, she grasped, for even as her thoughts finally found clarity as she emerged from the fever that had recently rattled her teeth like dice in a fist, she knew that, in sharp contrast, her body was slumping towards surrender. Louisa would take her final breath, and the two people closest to her wouldn't know that she had slipped away. Somehow that felt easier. She didn't want to see any more guilt in her husband's hooded eyes, or fear in her child's. Instead, she allowed the regrets to line up before her. The most important stared back with a wistful smile. She wished she could have lived to see her daughter grow up to fulfill all her early promise. Clementine's language was advanced. Her instincts, particularly her empathy, were already well developed. And her thoughts were, at times, so complex, Louisa worried for her. I hope my daughter wants more for her life than just becoming a dutiful wife, she thought. How ironic. She had not only settled for marriage as her life's sole achievement, but she had outraged her family by falling for someone without pedigree or wealth. Despite her wry thought, no amusement could reach her lips. Control over her body had already been ceded. Just a little longer, she begged, so she could arrange her thoughts fully and leave this life with a tidy mind. Yes, she had married a poor man. Leaving him behind was her second regret. In their 7 years together, she had known only love with James. Their passion for each other had burned bright, like magnesium. It was so strong it blinded them, obscuring everyone and everything around them in shadow. She had chosen him instinctively, knowing it would cost her at some point, and the debt was going to be paid sooner than she'd imagined. What a pity. But if she looked at her 27 years, she had never been without love. Her parents lavished her with affection. Her half-brother adored her. And she, him. And then her love, James. Well, he simply worshipped her.